Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning my guest is Dan Frierson, the chairman of the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Kemp, doing great. Look forward to visiting with you and your listeners.
I want to talk to you about Q1 results. We'll get to that, though, in just a minute. Those come out this week. But before we get to that, some interesting news we spotlighted in our April issue. We moved our retail survey that we've been normally doing in July to April so we could talk to retailers while there was a little bit lull in their business. We asked retailers about their business and things they're doing that are helping them win. But we also asked them who their favorite supplier was in carpet. Interestingly enough, the Dixie Group came in number 2 in quality and number 2 in design, which was a move up for your brand. Pretty interesting, right?
I would agree with you, and I think there's some very good reasons for that. First of all, I think the market is beginning to appreciate, invest more in higher-end, beautiful product. If you look at what we've done for the last 5 years, and we've been in a recession for the last 5 years, as you're aware, in soft surface,
right.
We've invested in new equipment. We have put in our own extrusion because of the results of Invista leaving the business and Ascend getting out of the business. We've continued to invest in creative people. We've introduced a lot of new product, a lot of beautiful quality, high-end product, and introduced a lot of decorative product in the decorative category, which we have expanded dramatically. In addition to that, we continue to focus on color, which I think is very important because there is a sea of sameness in solution dyed products. And by having a larger palette of color offerings, we're able to offer our consumer more choice. We also offer custom color for virtually any product that is piece dyed. We've also continued to invest in our brands, and I think we have 2 with Fabrica and Maslin of the best tie-in brands in the business, and I think that's what's reflected in the results of your survey.
But it is interesting, when you look at the top 5 players in the carpet business, you know, you play on the upper end, and, you know, you're still a little bit more traditional when it comes to the type of fiber that you use and the way you make carpet. So I think those people that have been selling carpet at the retail level like having something that they're used to being selling for a long time, wouldn't you say?
I would agree with you, and we appreciate our retail customers who are dedicated to improving our industry by investing and selling higher-end product. It results in a more satisfied long-term consumer, and that's good for all of us.
You know, there's another little headline in this April issue when it comes to Dixie. We asked the dealer, too, to tell us who their favorites were in rugs. And this rug market has been changing big time. Used to be the players that showed up in the survey were companies like Oriental Weavers because, you know, they make prefab rugs and they thought that was the question we were asking. But what's happened at retail now is the consumer's coming in and they're looking at Broadloom and they're having it custom cut into an area rug. I mean, yes, you're in the rug business with your decorative rugs, but you're also in this custom piece of the business, and you came in 2nd place in all 3 categories, service, quality, and design. So you're doing well in that little piece of the business too, right?
Kemp, we are, and I think it is reflective of the investment we've made in decorative products and higher-end products in the last several years. There's been a lot of hard work that's gone into this, and we're certainly appreciative of our customers recognizing that.
All right. Well, let's go to your Q1 results. Obviously, you mentioned a minute ago the business is soft, and everybody that's reported, except for Interface, everybody that's reported has been, you know, a little bit down from the year before. And so on your Q1 2026 results, the Dixie Group had net sales of $59.4 million, which was down 5.7% from $63 million the year before in the first quarter. But this year, a little differently, your income from continued operations was in the black. It was $1.4 million, while in Q1 2025, it was a loss of $1.6 million. So that's good news, right?
That is good news. We were actually able to improve our gross margin by almost 2% of sales due to better operations and our cost reduction plans or profit improvement plans. We have a plan this year to improve our profitability by over $17 million, which does include the IEEPA tariffs, which we received in the first quarter. Now, a lot of those tariffs were actually paid out in the first quarter as well. But we have a plan to improve our profitability this year, and I think our shareholders will begin to appreciate that as we go through the year.
It's good because we need Dixie to stay in this business and be healthy. So these are positive results. You were telling me when we talked the other day to set this up that actually in Q1, when you compare your results to the CRI numbers, you feel like you're taking some share, right?
Kemp, let me give you a little more detail there. The industry is down in the last 5 years in the first quarter only, 35% from 5 years ago. Every quarter during that period, except one, we think we gained market share. And I think it's because the upper end of the business is performing much better than the business overall and the investments that I mentioned earlier.
All right. So you where the market is right now, doing very well in carpet and also building. I know your Fabrica wood business did real well last year. TM and I talked about that. So there's a couple little nuggets on the hard surface side that are performing well also, right?
I would agree. Our Fabrica wood business has been excellent. You know, the first quarter was an interesting quarter. It started off a little slowly, picked up and was tracking last year pretty well until a fellow in Washington decided to bomb Iran. And about that time, business dropped off pretty dramatically. However, I will say in second quarter, which we're now about halfway through, we have actually seen order entry above last year levels in soft surface so far in the second quarter.
All right. Well, that's good news. And I appreciate you spending time with us and telling us about your Q1 results and this April news about who the retailers are preferring. Again, been talking to Dan Frierson, the chairman of the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.